Welcome to OncLive On Air. I'm your host today, Caroline Seymour. OncLive On Air is a podcast from OncLive, which provides oncology professionals with the resources and information they need to provide the best patient care. In both digital and print formats, OncLive covers every angle of oncology practice, from new technology to treatment advances to important regulatory decisions. In today's episode, we had the pleasure of speaking with Vivek Sabaya, MD, about data presented at the 2022 ASCO annual meeting that caught his attention. Dr. Sabaya is an associate professor in the Investigational Cancer Therapeutics Department and the Center Clinical Medical Director of the Clinical Center for Targeted Therapy, Cancer Medicine Division at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Sabaya discussed findings from four presentations that stood out to him. Phase 2 data demonstrating a 100% complete response rate in 12 patients with mismatch repair deficient locally advanced rectal cancer who received dostarlimab. DESTINY-Breast04, results he called important and practice changing for patients with HER2-low, unresectable, and/or metastatic breast cancer. A first-in-human study of PC-14586, a novel agent targeting mutated TP53 in advanced solid tumors, and the LIBRETTO-001 trial, which demonstrated that selpercatinib can target RET-positive fusions in solid tumors.
When I look back, it's been almost a month since ASCO, but when I look back, four different abstracts stand out, right? The first one is immunotherapy in mismatch repair deficient locally advanced rectal cancer. This was a concurrent publication in the New England Journal of Medicine. Again, as we all know, neoadjuvant chemotherapy and radiation followed by surgical resection of the rectal cancer is the standard treatment. A subset of rectal cancer patients is caused by a deficiency of the mismatch repair defect. Because mismatch repair deficient colorectal cancer is responsive to immunotherapy in the context of metastatic disease, the investigators initiated a single center study and they enrolled a total of 12 patients. And the total of 12 patients had completed treatment. And they showed all 12 patients, right, had a 100% clinical complete response with no evidence of tumor on imaging like MRI, FDG PET-CT scan, endoscopic evaluation, digital rectal examination or biopsy. No patients needed chemotherapy. Again, this is the power of precision oncology. Mismatch repair deficient locally advanced rectal cancer was highly sensitive to an immunotherapy match, that is single agent PD-1 blockade. And of course, we need longer follow-up to assess the disease of response, but these are encouraging, especially with the lesson that when we take these drugs, these precision medicines, earlier to lines of therapy, we can have a better responses, and in this case, complete response and a longer duration of response so that we can end cancer as we know it. The second most important talked about ASCO abstract was the DESTINY study and several other breast cancer studies. But let's focus on the DESTINY study. So, this is a huge practice-changing study, as noted by the discussant in the ASCO meeting. So, antibody drug conjugates are now the new kids on the block. They are really the next step in delivering chemotherapy specifically to cancer cells. Antibody drug conjugates allow targeted therapy of a toxin to the cancer cell. I think we didn't initially understand how important this was going to be, but the way in which the antibodies are constructed, we need to have a drug that can be actually given, can't be given as a naked drug because it's too toxic, because you're giving a very small amount of this drug that are delivered directly and precisely to the cancer cell. And what resulted here was really interesting because there was also a bystander effect. So the toxin itself can leak out of the cancer cell that's targeted and killing the neighbor cells, but also because of the construct of these antibody conjugates, that's likely happening even if cancer cells had a very, very low expression of target. So this trastuzumab deruxtecan is a biosimilar of trastuzumab linked to a topoisomerase inhibitor, deruxtecan. And what happened here was that, of course, we saw remarkable responses. in what we call as HER2 a positive disease with unbelievable p-values when compared to the previous first generation ADC, the T-DM1. But in this study, what they showcased at the ASCO plenary session, they targeted a population of patients largely with hormone positive disease who had a little to no expression of HER2. It was HER2 1 plus or 2 plus by immunohistochemistry and no gene amplification. And in this study, 480 patients had hormone receptor positive breast cancer. So again, this showed when it was given to patients, the trastuzumab deruxtecan was better than the physician's treatment of choice that the patients were randomly assigned to. Again, this is, one of the most important practice-changing presentations for a practicing medical oncologist in oncology. So number three, again, I'm an early drug developer, and one of the main challenges in oncology is drugging the undruggable. This ASCO showcased a drug, a first-in-class selective p53 reactivator, demonstrating clinical activity in a new study. This was a first-in-human clinical trial with this agent called PC-14586, which is a small molecule reactivator of p53. It was shown that this was safe and effective in patients with advanced solid tumors harboring the p53, specifically Y220C mutation. The trial results were presented by a colleague from MD Anderson Cancer Center. Again, what is the p53 gene? The p53 gene provides instructions for making the p53 protein and an important transcription factor that regulates key roles in cell cycle, cell arrest, cell repair, and cell death. However, a mutation in the gene leads to inactivation of p53, enabling tumor cells to proliferate uncontrollably, and mutations in p53 are found in more than 50% of all human cancers. Again, this is an exciting study because, we have discovered that p53 is no longer undruggable. The preliminary results of this study show that this specific Y220C is a key hotspot in p53 mutation. Of course, this is extremely rare. This is 1% of all solid tumors. Again, this is a tumor-agnostic target. And this mutation creates a crevice or a pocket that can be targeted by a stabilizing molecule to maintain p53 in a definite wild-type conformation, reactivating the tumor suppressor function. Again, it was shown that 8 out of the 25 evaluable patients achieved a partial response. Almost one-third of patients, 32% of the patients, achieved partial response. The enrollment is still ongoing. But again, this was one of the studies that shows that we can go after the undruggable targets. The fourth important ASCO abstract was that we demonstrated that RET fusion positive solid tumors are tissue-agnostic targets. Specifically, we showed that selpercatinib demonstrates durable anti-tumor activity across various RET fusion positive solid tumors. We presented an update from the LIBERATO-001 trial. So what is the LIBERATO-001 trial? The LIBERATO-001 trial is a first-in-class trial of a first-in-class, first-in-human, highly selective RET kinase inhibitor selpercatinib, and demonstrated durable activity in heavily pretreated patients with different types of RET fusion positive cancers without any safety signals. Again, we know that RET fusion positive cancers are actionable in cancers like non-small cell lung cancer and thyroid cancer. And beyond non-small cell lung cancer and thyroid cancers, we do see RET fusions occurring across multiple tumor types. Although they are rare, we showed in this study that all RET fusions are actionable in a tissue-agnostic way. Again, what we showed in the data from the LIBERATO-001 trial is that we reported the long-term follow-up of the 45 patients with 14 unique RET fusion positive tumors who were treated with one or more doses of selpercatinib twice daily and who achieved a response, and also who were also followed by 6 months or more from their prior treatment. We showed the selpercatinib demonstrated durable anti-tumor activity in several tumors, regardless of histology, regardless of the RET fusion partner, without new safety signals. Again, the median age of enrolled patients was 53, And we enrolled a variety of tumors, like pancreatic cancer patients, 12 patients, colorectal cancer patients, 10 patients, salivary gland cancer patients with a rare, which is a rare tumor, carcinoma of unknown primary, 3 patients, breast cancer, skin cancer, another rare cancer called xanthogranuloma, cholangiocarcinoma, lung carcinoid, rectal neuroendocrine cancer. Again, as you can see, these are all rare tumors and harbor a RET fusion. Again, although the original goal of the DLBT-001 study was to establish the utility of selpercatinib in lung and thyroid, we were pleased to see how well it performed in a difficult-to-treat patient population with several other RET fusion-positive tumors. The objective response rate was 44%, and the clinical benefit rate was 63%, and responses were seen across tumor types. Again, clearly, it shows the benefit of and power of precision oncology and RET as a tissue-agnostic target.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive On Air. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On Twitter, follow us at OncLive and OncLiveSOSS. On Facebook, like us at OncLive and OncLive State of the Science Summit, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you are there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive On Air.